owns us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who owns us? That's a very good question. Who owns us? We oftentimes think that the world owns us and everybody owns us and everybody's trying to tell us what to do and how to live and what thoughts to think. And we are very confused as to who owns us and who really has control over our life and who has control over our experiences and who has control over who we are and what we believe and what we think and what we dream and what we want to do in life. And the question comes up often, who owns us? Just who does own us? Now, when we think about, I owe my company to the company's, I owe my soul to the company store, we oftentimes think that we have gotten ourselves in debt, and we have our credit cards, and we have all of the things that we have to pay for, and we have our obligations that we have to meet every day, and we have the experiences that go on in life. And we think that everybody else has to take care of us, and everybody else has to pay our way because we have done so much for them. Well, every moment is on its own accord. Every moment is on its own account. If one moment I decide I'm going to go and do a new trip, then that moment is my newness. Everything that's past is past, and everything that's future is future, and I live only in the present. A lot of times I like to think that I don't have responsibility. I don't have to do anything. And that's true. I don't have to do anything. I can die. I can not live. I can just be irascible. I can be something that's not cooperative with my thought and my world and my dreams and my desires for myself. And when I do that, then my life is just sort of a hubbub, a humdrum, a nothingness. Now, what do I want my life to be? Who do I owe myself to? What do I want my life to be? What is my value that is important? I own myself. And my every thought is what I'm in charge of. My every thought is what makes my world go round. My every thought is what makes me happy and what makes me unhappy. My every thought, that's what really owns me. My every thought, that's what really owns each one of us. Whatever thought we have. Now, what sort of a thought would you like to have? Would you like to have a thought of being a happy, successful person? Would you like to have a thought of being a person who is in charge of your own life? Would you like to have a thought of having everything going just the way you want it to go? Would you like to say, I live in a healthy body? Would you like to say, I have happy relationships with my friends? Would you like to say, I'm independently wealthy? Would you like to say, I am surrounded by happy and harmonious people? Would you like to say, this is a wonderful world that I live in? It's a good world, peaceful, harmonious, joyful world. You know, who owns us? Our thoughts own us. Our thoughts. Every thought we have, every thought we think, it owns us. Whatever that thought may be, I don't like me. That owns us. Or, I like me. Oh, I like me. I'm a happy guy. And that owns us. We sparkle right into that. We think right into that. We think, wow, what a great, wonderful experience this is. What a great world this is. Wow, I'm so happy. Whatever our thoughts are, that's what owns us. Now, we have the chance, the opportunity, the privilege, and the responsibility to take charge of our thoughts. We can let our thoughts wander off into negative land and have negative experiences, and that's our choice. It's like the father who gets after the child for going to a movie that is not harmonious, and the father says, nope, I don't approve of that. And so long as you're living in this household, you're going to live in a household of happy thoughts, of happy experiences, of happy life, of a happy world. But Dad, I want to see that movie. All the rest of the kids are seeing it. No, no. I don't care about what the rest of the kids are doing. I only care about what you are doing. You are my charge. You are my love. You are my son. You are somebody that I treasure, and I do not want you putting into your mind, into your thinking, into your consciousness, something that's going to be hurtful to you, something that's going to make your heart just feel unhappy. But, Dad. And so the child goes off and goes to that movie and comes home and has unhappy thoughts. And then, for a couple of days, the thoughts of that movie are in its mind. Whatever the anger, the violence, whatever the murder, whatever the meanness, whatever the hatred that the movie espoused is in that child's consciousness. And for days, that goes on in his consciousness. And then little by little, it sort of disappears and fades away and no longer is powerful in his mind. But in the back of his mind, it's there. He has put into his consciousness this thought. And this thought never leaves him. This thought never leaves. It's always there. And if anything comes up in his mind or in his heart that has a relevance to that thought, that reminds him of that hurtful movie, of the hateful movie, of the thoughts that went on in that movie, boom, it jumps right to the fore of his mind, right to the fore of his consciousness. So forever after, he has to work very diligently and very definitely to keep his thoughts proper and happy and harmonious. And his thoughts want to wander back to that movie. They want to wander back to the experiences of the movie and its evil qualities. We have to be so careful in our thinking, in our attitude, because it's not that that's necessarily going to control us, but it's going to be something that's going to be having a power over us. It's going to be something that's going to mean something to us. Now, you cannot have a hateful attitude of mind without having a hateful world in which you live. You equate everything in that way. And the same goes if you have a happy attitude of mind. Then you have a happy attitude about your world. You look about the world and you see everything beautiful and good. Even when there are problems around you, you find the good in them. You find the joy in them. You find the peace in them. You find the love in them. Because you have chosen to make prominent in your mind, in your thinking, good ideas. I choose to make prominent in my mind good ideas. I choose to make prominent in my mind loving thoughts. I choose to make prominent in my mind abundant thoughts and happy thoughts, thoughts that are uplifting, thoughts that are exactly what I want to experience. And the more I make these prominent in my mind, the more I experience them. But who owns us? Our thoughts own us. So let's decide what kind of thoughts we're going to allow in our consciousness to own us. And if we can be in charge of our thoughts and say, I like me. If we can be in charge of our thoughts and say, I'm a good person. If we can be in charge of our thoughts and say, I am ideal. I am the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal person. I am the ideal being. I am divine. Oh, hey, that's interesting, isn't it? I am divine. All is in divine order. I am peace. All is in peaceful, harmonious experience. I am good. Oh, my. If we could do that, if I could do that, not a matter what we could do or others could do, but if I could do that, if I could always keep my thought uplifted, happy, harmonious, joyful, if I could always keep my thoughts on high, then that is what I would be experiencing. But it's up to me. No one else does it but me. Everybody in the world can have thoughts of one thing or another. The movies will have their terrors, and if I want to watch them, then I empower that in my life. That is what my major thinking is. If I want to think about things of happiness and harmony, if I want to think of things of wealth and health, if I want to think of things of wholeness and goodness, then that'll be my experience. You say, well, I think about those things, I don't have that experience. Well, you don't think about it constantly. I don't think about it constantly. If I don't think about it constantly, then I don't have it. Whatever is the constant thought in my mind, whatever owns me, that is what I am, and that is what I experience, and that is what I enjoy. I have the opportunity to make a choice now, right now, to decide whether I'm going to watch negative movies or positive movies, whether I'm going to have negative ideas in my mind or positive ideas in my mind. I'm going to look at my world and find it good and very good, or I'm going to find it full of problems. I'm going to look at my bank account and find it abundant and joyful. Every time I think of my bank account, I think of it abundant and joyful, and then I will experience that. It's just that simple. It's just that definite. And it's just that important for me to put that cause in motion for myself today, forevermore. I have that right. Who owns me? I better take a look and see. Who really owns me? What thoughts own me? Are thoughts, is my life a happy life? Then I can be sure that happy thoughts own me. Join me in this new awareness of the ownership of who I am, and make sure that you, like me, always be sure that everything you put in your mind is what you want to experience. Have a lovely day, and know that it's your choice, just like it's mine. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.